This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Shinzo Abe is meeting China's President Xi Jinping in Beijing shortly during the first visit by a Japanese head of government to the country in 7 years. Speaking after talks with the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, Mr. Abe heralded a new era in his country's relations with China. Stephen McDonald reports.
The leaders of China and Japan have not had a full-scale summit since 2011, but they've put aside political differences following a territorial dispute in the East China Sea to talk up the potential benefits of increased cooperation between the world's second and third largest economies. Talks between Shinzo Abe and Xi Jinping inside the Great Hall of the People are seen as highly symbolic. This meeting between the Japanese Prime Minister and Chinese President comes amidst fears of a regional economic slowdown due to the unfolding trade war with the United States.
Generals from North and South Korea have been meeting to discuss the reduction of military tension at their heavily fortified border. The talks aim to develop plans to turn part of the frontier into an easily accessible peace zone. It's the third meeting on the subject this year, after the leaders of the two countries reached a deal to demilitarize the border. Police in the United States have searched a postal sorting office near Miami as they try to identify who sent 10 suspected pipe bombs to prominent critics of Donald Trump. Officials told U.S. media they believed some of the packages originated in Florida. Postal workers nationwide have been warned to be on the alert. Both sides have blamed each other for causing divisions, as Chris Buckler in Washington explains.
You've heard both sides, Democrats and Republicans, say that there really needs to be a different tone to political debate in America. They have called for it to be a more civil tone. However, there does seem to be little sign of that, frankly. We have President Trump and his political opponents both blaming each other for the kind of aggressive rhetoric that we have seen in the lead-up to these congressional elections, and they are crucial elections. Over the next week and a half, as that election comes closer, I suspect the fiery language will return.
Chris Buckler reporting.